Hi, Trevor. Trevor, my name is Paul. I'm the area manager. Of course, Tara wanted me to get on the line, get you the details of the service, and answer all of your questions. She's also requesting that I make it affordable for you. Happy Monday, by the way. How's your day going so far?
Good. How are yours?
Good, good. I appreciate you asking. Now, I know that Tara does a pretty good job of outlining at least the basics of our services. Did you have any questions for me at this point?
I think through everything we talked about, it was all pretty clear and straightforward.
Okay.
Then they're just down to like the pricing of stuff, because as I was telling her, I am only a one-man show right now.
Right.
So,
right.
Like, one of my biggest worries is too much work. I know everybody's like, oh, yeah, there's no such thing as too much work, but if I got to start turning people down or I can't
get
to them, then
of course, right,
it's almost advertising poor business.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you know, I definitely understand that concern. And I mean, it's not like we flip a switch and inundate you with more work than you can take on. And it's definitely not designed to overwhelm you. It is going to get you a steady stream of phone calls. I mean, most of the time for the services that we need, we don't know who to call. And we might even ask our dad, we might ask our friends, but most of the time we're going to end up searching on our smartphone. You know, we'll search on Google, we might even search on Bing. 9 times out of 10, we call and hire off of what we see on the first page of that search result. So you will get more phone calls, but you can kind of pick and choose the work that's going to be most profitable for you. No matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it is a flat rate. And again, as a pricing director, it's actually my job to make this affordable for you. Affordable enough for you to give it the opportunity to work for your business. And it is a month-to-month service. Now, Tara did not attach a website. Is there not currently a website for your business?
As of right now, there is not. I'm just relying on Facebook. I was quoted a website, and that was like $2,200, and I was like, ooh,
right,
I'll just use free Facebook, because
my
generation kind of gets that.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, most business owners understand the importance of a website, and some of them do go that route. They spend thousands of dollars and maybe wait months and months for the website to be completed. But, I mean, unless it's really on the first page of a search result, most people won't even see it, you know, unless they already know the name of the company and they're looking for that company directly and specifically. Now, we do build websites in-house for our clients that don't have a website. In fact, our job is not just to list you where people can see you. Ultimately, it's to make sure that you are getting those phone calls. Now, our websites are mobile optimized. They're user-friendly. They're conversion-driven. But even when we're, you know, charging for them, they're nowhere near, you know, the multiple thousands of dollars that you were quoted. In fact, I mean, as a pricing director, a lot of the times what they want me to do is to even offer our services below our cost, at least in that first month, just so we can start getting your phone ringing and, of course, earn your business over the long term. Although it's month to month, our clients do tend to keep the service because it's profitable. So I'm actually going to see if I can get a website included at no cost. You know, we would build it, host it, maintain it, even update it for you at no cost. Because again, our job is not just to put you where people can see you. We need to make sure you're getting phone calls. We know that a website means not just more phone calls in general. It means a higher quality call. Someone who calls you after seeing your website is most likely wanting to hire you. They saw something that they liked. So let me see if my supervisor will allow me to include that website. Now, as far as pricing goes, you are a young company. And, you know, obviously we try to make this affordable for our younger businesses. Our new in business rate is actually by far the lowest rate that we offer to the public, and it's not like like an introductory rate. It's not going to balloon up on you later on. It's really just designed to make it and keep it affordable for smaller and younger businesses. You'd actually see a savings of a little bit over 50%. Now, I do want to cover your entire service area, but I want to keep this budget friendly. We have a package that would include both search engine optimization and social media. And with the 50% off, you're looking at just $299.00. So it would bill once a month for that $299. And again, that's an exact amount. So you're not paying on top of that. You're not paying per lead, click, call, or job, or percentage of your profit. So it's simple, straightforward pricing. Now, it does include first page placement on Google and Bing in that local map, that pack result that does pop up right near the top of the page. And, of course, you'll have that social media as well. You'll have the Facebook ads, Apple Maps, Siri on the smartphone. You'd have even a Yelp listing as well. Now, if I could, in fact, get a website included and keep it at that flat rate, being that it's month-to-month and designed to have customers calling you directly, is that something you might want for your business at this point?
I mean, yes, it all sounds very interesting, but it always falls back to I'm just one guy. It's
right.
Because, like, the way things have been going right now, I've been staying steadily busy and staying on top of my work, trying to stay on top of my work.
Gotcha.
And then the book work and everything else that falls in behind it, it's a full-time deal right now.
Of course.
Like, I am definitely running busy, and the schedule's getting fuller, and we're getting into the one-month-out, two-months-out type deal.
Oh, I see. Got it.
So it's like things are going really good right now without that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in the fact that, like, if I did need more work and stuff like that, eventually I'm hopeful that down the road I'll have employees, I'll need to have this business, but it's like the opportunity of having the page opening. And I guess how often do the spots open up, or what's the scenario that the spot did open up?
Yeah, so, you know, positions only become available when, you know, someone either goes out of business, or more likely they retire or move out of the area. I don't know the exact situation here. We just know that the position became available, and then our inventory department looks for businesses that are in the area that have some online presence, no bad reviews, but also not on that first page. So that's why Tara reached out to you. Let me see, when it looks like it was about 16 months ago that this position was available last. So I don't know when it will become available again. Like I said, it's our job as a Google Premier partner to fill these positions as soon as they become available. Now, one thing that would benefit you is that it is a month-to-month service, and you can pause it. I mean, we do have, you know, clients in certain areas of the country that they pause their service seasonally. You know, they might pause it for 6 months out of the year. But, you know, if you get more work than you can take on, and I know that you're kind of already at almost that capacity right now, but you can pause the service if you get more work than you can handle, if you need to go on vacation, you know, if you have to, you need to pause the service seasonally. We don't charge you during that time or after the fact. It's just on hold, and we certainly expect that in certain areas and industries. So, you know, it's certainly something that you can take advantage of and still, you know, like I said, have it only benefiting your company. Meaning when you get more work than you can take on, you just let us know, and then we pause the service, we pause the billing as well.
Okay, and during that pause, do I still hold that position?
Great question. That's a really good
Google
question.
Listing?
Right, so to keep you on that first page does require continuous, well, not continuous, but regular optimization updates. Now, it's kind of like when you're, let's say you're riding a bicycle downhill, right? You're obviously going to stop pedaling because, you know, gravity is going to propel you forward. You're going to keep going. You'll even pick up speed for a little bit. So it's kind of like that. I mean, we don't take anything down while it's paused. The one thing that we would pause would be the Facebook ads, because we actually pay Meta for those Facebook ads out of that $299. So, of course, when you're paused and you're not paying for the service, we pause the Facebook ads, so those wouldn't be running. But your website would still be up. We don't take down any of the directories, but obviously we're not making changes or updates when it's paused. It doesn't happen right away, and it doesn't happen quickly after that. It usually takes about 3 or 4 months before your placement would start to slowly trickle off the first page a little bit at a time. It happens maybe faster for certain keywords, but, I mean, as long as it's not paused for more than a few months at a time, you really wouldn't see any change in your placement. And, of course, you would still have your website up there. So even if you're paused, you can still get phone calls. You know, if you're pausing it because you can't get more work, though, you know, obviously getting those phone calls and just letting them know, you know, hey, I mean, you know, I'm booked out 2 weeks. Can you wait? And most people understand that. I mean, they're not going to be upset with you for being a successful business. They're just going to turn and call someone else. I hear people all the time say, you know, I don't want it to reflect poorly on me if I'm turning work away. But, I mean, it really doesn't. I mean, we just understand that, you know, you can't help everybody no matter how big your company is. And, you know, if you're not able to get to me in 2 weeks and I'm in a hurry, then I'll just call someone else. Otherwise, I'll wait and I'll say, yeah, I mean, that works fine. It's not an emergency. You know, let's go ahead and schedule something. So it's going to benefit you one way or another. And like I said, at that reduced rate, I mean, we're investing in your company. We're really investing in your success because we know that your success would be our success. And like I said, that $299, especially with the website included, that's not going to cover our cost in that first month. But we'd have to earn your business, you know, for several months just for it to make any sense for us. But our clients keep the service. I mean, it's profitable and nobody cancels on profit. I know that you'd keep the service too, as long as it was sending you quality jobs. And like I said, you can pause it as much as you need to.
Okay.
I mean, with the website included, let me see if I can do this. And I know that I can get it approved. I mean, it's a holiday shortened week, first of all. We still have the same amount of work. We're just not going to be in the office on Thursday and Friday. And I know for a fact that, was it Wednesday or Thursday of last week, my supervisor approved a friends and family rate for one of the other pricing directors. I've got seniority over that guy. I'm pretty sure that I could get it approved. Now the, I'm obviously not going to, you know, tell my supervisor that you're my cousin or I've known you since high school or anything like that, but I wouldn't have to. I would just tell him, you know, it's a young company. You're apparently using Angie. You're trying that. So we know that that could be an expensive service. The friends and family rate's even lower. It's the only thing that's lower than a new in business rate. It would drop it down to $249 a month. And the $249 versus the $299, I mean, that would save you $600 over the course of the year. Same exact package. You know, it's still going to be budget friendly even more so. It's still going to cover your entire service area. And again, it comes with the website. There's no setup fee. And of course, you can still pause it as much as you need to. If I can get my supervisor to allow me to do a friends and family rate, that $249, is that going to be fair enough for you to give us the opportunity to get this going for you and kind of earn your business 1 month at a time?
Second here. It definitely sounds appealing to me. Are you there yet?
Yeah, no, I'm here. Okay.
It definitely,
I sent that request,
I mean,
over. I should hear back.
For many reasons it sounds appealing.
Mm-hmm.
Did you happen to look my company up on Google? Because I am new to this whole thing, and like,
right,
I made the Google profile and everything like that, mm-hmm, and last Friday, I believe it was.
Okay.
It said it was like taken down because of like community guidelines or something like that.
Mm. Okay.
So I appealed it, and I don't even know why or what the reasoning as to why it said it was taken down or whatever. So, like, right now, I don't even know if I have a publicly activated Google profile.
Okay, right.
So if I go and pay for this and all, it's like, oh, you don't even have a Google profile then.
Right. So
I've gotten, like, 6 calls on this today.
Okay.
For advertising on Google.
Right.
And I brought,
right,
that up to like everybody, everything. I don't know.
So I do not see it up right now. If it was recently activated and you did see it before, it has been taken down at the moment. But that's okay. I mean, historically most, not nowadays, but historically most of our clients didn't already have a Google business profile set up. Right now, as of like the last 6 or 8 months, what I'm hearing more and more often is kind of the story that you're telling me right now. Businesses get their listing suspended, or they get it flagged. Sometimes it says fraudulent content, or like you said, community standards. A lot of these processes are automated. So when it happens, there's not a lot that a business owner can do to fix it. But as a Google Premier partner, we verify more businesses than just about anybody else. I mean, there's only 8 Google Premier partners in the country. There's 41 worldwide. So even if you didn't already have a Google listing, we could help you. And if you have a listing that gets flagged or suspended, we work directly with Google's back-end team, live people who can help us help you. So getting your listing back up and active would be one of the very first things that we would do. Simultaneously, of course, we're going to start creating the website, start creating all of that content, get your Facebook ads up and running. So if you didn't already have a website, or I'm sorry, a Google business profile, it takes about 5 to 10 business days for us to get you verified. Because you already have one, it would probably be about 5-6 days before we get that all situated and squared away. The website that we build, that's pretty fast. They tell us to say 7 to 14 days. It's usually on the short end of that, 7, 8, 10 days. Your Facebook ads are really just waiting for your website. So in that first week, you'll have a website. You should have your Google business profile back up. You'd have the Facebook ads up and running. So even as we're working on getting you listed for your services and keywords in the local map or pack result of Google and Bing, you can already start getting phone calls. If someone in your service area does a search for your services, they go on Google or Bing, even if you're not yet on that first page, those Facebook ads will retarget that exact same potential customer who we know is already in your service area looking for your services. Your website would be one of the things that they can see. It can get your phone ringing quickly, and of course we can cover your entire service area. So it's a very robust package. It's not the bells and whistles package, but I mean, you know, it's budget friendly for you. We do have packages that would include, say, Google pay-per-click ads, AdWords campaigns. Those are like $10 or $15 per click. Minimum required ad spend of $300 just for that part of it. Facebook ads are a lot more affordable. They're like 20 or 22 cents per click. So whether it's $2.99, $2.49, or the original price, which is $5.99, that platinum package does include $100 of Facebook ads. So even if my supervisor approves $2.49, you are still going to be getting that $100 of Facebook ads. So again, that's about 400 clicks in a month from someone who can find you on their Facebook page. And we'll run those ads too in, you know, specific cities, zip codes, neighborhoods where you want to be found. So even if someone has not already done a search on Google, they can find your website and click on it. If they click on it, it costs us like 20 or 22 cents, costs you nothing. Like I said, it's included in that flat rate. I'm still waiting to hear back from my supervisor though, if they'll do the $249. But are you doing, you said you could take on commercial work too, right? If it comes your way?
Yes.
Okay, perfect.
Yes.
Absolutely.
I pretty much have a background in everything, which is a very, very nice thing to have in my back pocket. I got over 10 years of experience in it. And my last company, we did everything.
Okay.
The only thing I haven't done is like underground at a gas station, which I still even understand, but
right.
Most companies usually have their own electricians that they call for every single one that they do.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's even better. I mean, you've got a decade of experience. We can easily kind of promote you as the guy with experience, a guy that people should trust, the guy that people should call. And, of course, because you are a young company, you are qualifying for the reduced rate, and especially if we do the friends and family rate. Like I said, those rates will never go up. No matter how long you choose to keep the service, even if we have to raise our prices down the road, your price would never go up. It would stay at that flat rate. Oh, hang on one second. Paul, yes, for the same company that is young and apparently doing Angie's, I'd be more than happy to approve your request to reduce that to a friends and family rate and keep the website as part of that package. I'm looking forward to helping this company grow and thrive in a digital age where just about everyone goes online. That's exactly what we would do here for you. It would be $249 is an out-the-door cost, so there's no setup fee, and that $249 is a fixed rate. as well as a flat rate. It's all inclusive. There's no hidden taxes or fees. You're not paying per click, call, or job, or a percentage of your profits or anything like that. The custom website is included, and that's really all I was asking for. That platinum package already does come with a landing page for businesses that don't have a website. A landing page is just like a one-page website. But I know that a custom website gives us more opportunity to talk about your company, your services, and more reasons for people to pick up the phone to call you. So we are doing that website upgrade. Like I said, it would be a fully custom website, multiple pages, multiple tabs. Now, if you're going to want to make changes to your website on your own, you'll be able to do that. You'll have access through your client dashboard, which is your tracking system and so much more. You'll have access to a website editor tool so you can add photos, update content, run a senior discount, military holiday special, what have you. Whether you're making changes to the website or whether you just want us to do it, there's never any additional cost for that. Like I said, there's no additional cost for anything. Simple, straightforward pricing. In this case, it would be that friends and family rate, that $249. It would bill once a month for that exact amount and never a penny more.
Okay.
So it's Cornerstone Electrical Services with the LLC, right? And you want the LLC to be part of the branding of your business. You want that to appear on your website, appear on your listings that we create for your business.
Yeah, I don't see why not.
Yeah, exactly. It lets people know that, of course, it's a reputable company, and we would brand it as such. And that's the important thing. I mean, there's really no right or wrong answer, you know, leave it on or don't. But the important thing is consistency, making sure that it's listed the same way and it appears to be that way. You've got that logo already that does have the LLC attached to it. And we can use that logo in the building of the website. So the next step would be to do what's called a client interview. And it's exactly like it sounds. One of our Google-trained technicians will talk to you in greater detail about your company, your services, your service area, anything like a mission statement, motto, tagline, slogan, you know, what's unique about your business, if you want us to say knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. We do take care of all of that in a separate phone call. The number that we're speaking on, is this a good number for us to call you regarding your account?
Yes.
It is. And is it a smartphone? Can you receive a text message on this number?
Yes.
Perfect. Now, most of the time, you're simply going to get direct phone calls. Everything has the click-to-call feature. Customers will call you directly. Now, the website that we build will also have a contact form. So both residential and commercial clients can fill out that form, tell you where they're located, what they need to have done. When they fill out that form, you'll get a text message as well as an email. So you always know right away when someone is trying to contact you. And whether they are calling you directly, as they most often will, or reaching out to you through your website, it's still a flat rate. You're not paying extra for those leads either. Anything they type into that form will also repopulate on your client dashboard, your tracking system, so you know how much work you're getting, where it's coming from, even who to follow up with. Now, as far as the email address goes, if it's a business email, we'll put it right on the website. People would see it. If it's a personal email, that's fine. We just don't list it physically on the website. It would still be attached to that contact form. And then, of course, for longer pieces of information and something that we want you to have for your records, we will from time to time email things out to you. What is a good email, Trevor, either for you or for your business?
My business email is cstoneservices.
Mm-hmm.
25@gmail.com.
And that was services plural, right, with an S at the end of it?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. You said cstoneservices@gmail.com. Tara never did get your last name.
It's Theryl. T-H-E-Y-E-R-L.
T-H-E-Y-E-R-L?
Correct.
Okay, and then, like I said, we do use phone, we use text, we use email to contact you regarding your account. Did you have any particular preference?
Um, I guess, preference on...
On how we contact you, phone, text, email, any of those, all of those. There's usually some redundancy built in. I mean, if we call you and we don't reach you, we'll leave a message, send a text. But they do want me to ask if you have any particular preference. Some of my clients say, well, you know, if I'm out in the field most days, I'm not always able to check my email, or sometimes I can't even answer my phone, but if you send me a text, I can see what it's about and, you know, either respond or call you back. Did you have any particular preference at all as to how we contact you? Any of those, all of those?
I guess text message and email would probably be better.
Text and email. Okay.
Because a lot of times I am out on the phone, in the field working.
Yeah,
and
not
then
able to answer
if my phone.
Phone
constantly ringing, then it's like, what the hell is going on?
No, sure. No, absolutely. And it really is just for us to contact you regarding your account. You know, it's not like we're going to be, you know, blowing up your phone or anything like that. I did want to ask you, though, because I noticed on the Angie profile, a physical street address, the 387 East Merrill, your business, though, is service-based, right? Meaning that you only go out to the customer. No one ever does come to you. That is probably not even an address you would want the public to know about necessarily.
Yes, that is my home address. So
it is.
I would prefer that one not out and about.
Right, absolutely. That's kind of how Google expects it to be, you know. I mean, you're providing a service. Google doesn't expect it to maintain a storefront. They also don't want to list your home address. They wouldn't want anyone driving out there and knocking on your door any more than you would, especially since you are out in the field most days. So we'll just have it listed city and state, not even a zip code, and certainly not that physical street address. And then Tara says you go roughly 20 miles, you know, maybe a little farther for a bigger job. Like I said, we can target specific places that you want to go, cities, zip codes, neighborhoods. And then if you don't have any other questions for me, I'm pulling up that client interview calendar. Oh, I wanted to do one other thing here, and that's to add another layer of security here, a little bit of extra protection. In fact, it is a security question and answer. And if anyone were to call us, tell us that they are with Cornerstone Electrical Services, we would expect it to be you, but we may still, from time to time, ask for you to verify the answer to the security question, and perhaps even more important, if anyone calls you and they're telling you they're Google, even if they say they're local Splash, they should know that information. And if they can't give you that information basically immediately, then you should not entertain that phone call. If anyone were to call you, Trevor, and tell you that you need to pay more money for your Google listing, for sure that would not be us. You should not speak with them. Like I said, it is exactly, in this case, the reduced rate, that friends and family rate, $249. It would never be a penny more. Now, your options here for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
City I was born in.
City you're born in. And then what is the answer?
Fond du Lac.
Okay, perfect. I have to type it in twice. But you are all set there. And then it is for exactly $249. There's no setup fee. How did you want to take care of that? MasterCard, Visa, Amex, Discover? What works best for you, sir?
It'll be a MasterCard.
Is it your name first and last, any middle initial, or the business name?
It is the business name.
Business name, okay. And a MasterCard should start with a 5. They all do. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
5330.
Mhm.
6600.
Okay.
1629.
Yes, sir.
2147.
And then the expiration month and year?
10/28.
10/2028, and then the last 3 digits on the back of the card.
647.
So I have 647, 647. I've got October or 10/2028 for the expiration date. And then, Trevor, was the card itself 5330, 6600, 1629, 2147?
Correct.
And does that bill up the home address, the 387 East Merrill Avenue, 54935?
Yes, I believe so.
Okay. So you will receive a welcome email, a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there. If you do, though, have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Okay. I am ready to go.
Okay. So that toll-free number is going to be 877-635-6225. Again, that is 877-635-6225. It is simply option one or extension one to reach client support, and you can reach a live agent Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central Time. Now, of course, you can email 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you that same business day unless they receive the email either very late in the day or after hours. Then they will follow up with you the following business day. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. Now, you will receive all of that information by way of email. You'll also receive an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There will be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we're about to go over in a voice verification that's provided for you in writing. Because we are a Google Premier partner, I am required to read that voice verification. It does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you. It is pretty straightforward, but you can certainly stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify my question. I do have it pulled up, and it reads as follows. It says, "Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Trevor, this part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you." It says, "In order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?"
Cornerstone Electrical Services, LLC.
And that is exactly as I have that. And then please state your name and your official title within the business.
Trevor Farrell. I am the owner.
And Trevor is T-R-E-V-O-R?
Correct.
Okay. And then you already spelled your last name, T-H-E-Y-E-R-L. And then, Mr. Therrell, as the owner of Cornerstone Electrical Services, LLC, Trevor, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your business, right?
Yes.
Of course, you make all the decisions for your company. And then for the billing information that you did just provide, that MasterCard, you are, of course, an authorized user on that account as well, right?
Okay.
Of course. Then it says to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are also actively involved in your campaign. And this is because it's our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services can, in fact, contact you directly. So for that reason, we specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion, which is 48 hours or less, to phone calls, emails, and text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Trevor, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Perfect. And as long as you answer the phone, you're going to do quite well with the service. Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. There's a couple of reasons that we ask. I mean, first of all, with all the content that we'll be creating for your business, of course, we would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And even more important, we'll always make sure that your business information online is accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are just saying if you decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, Trevor, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure the information is accurate. Mr. Thurl, that's fair enough, right?
Yes.
Perfect. We do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we'll be the ones to create that website for you. As I mentioned, we'll make sure that no physical street address appears for your business online since customers do not come to you. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically too, but if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply, with it being a flat rate, the website included, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which I'm actually waiving altogether, will be charged today's date, the 24th of November, in the very reduced officially friends and family rate of $249.00. That $249 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, which means it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. In fact, it's an exact amount. So there's no hidden taxes, no hidden fees. Of course, there is no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google and Bing, all the additional relevant directories, Siri on a smartphone. The Facebook ads are also included at no additional cost. And in this case, we'll also be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. That custom website is included at no additional cost. Now, when the initial term is completed, the agreement would be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 24th of the month, and that same exact reduced rate, that friends and family rate of $249, once again, that rate will never go up on you. Now, we typically will do our client interviews first day, second day, third day. I'm going to pull up that client interview, and hopefully we can schedule that out today. If we do it today, of course, it gets the ball rolling a little bit faster. Days 5 through 7, that's when your directories are all completed and submitted, so that's when you'll have access to your client dashboard. Everything that we're doing, you can track. Again, like I said, they want us to say 7 to 14 days for your website and your Google Ads. It's usually faster than that, maybe 7 to 10 days. Whether it's 45, 60 days out, everything's firing on all cylinders. You're being found for all of your keywords throughout your service area. And whether it's 60 days, 6 months, 6 years, we're always going to be continuing to provide reporting, updates, and, of course, customer support. Now, as with any form of advertising, of course, we want you to give it a fair opportunity. We say give it 3 months. You're going to see the best return on your investment. But, of course, you may discontinue your agreement at any time for any reason, no questions asked. We do just want you to speak with a live agent. If you cancel your account within the first 90 days, an early termination fee applies. And to prevent the charge for the following month, all that we request is that you contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Trevor, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Mr. Thurl, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. So that does conclude the voice verification. Like I said, our automated system will start sending you out those emails. You will receive that welcome email. Now, the welcome email is important not just because it has our client support information on there. Most of our emails do. Your welcome email is also going to have your username and your password, your login credentials for your client, for your tracking system. Looks like your username's been set in our system. It's your phone number. The area code is included, but there's no dashes, spaces, or parentheses, so it's just your phone number. And then looks like your default password is going to be SEMFRIENDS, SEMFRIENDS. It's all lowercase, no space. You can change that default password as often as you like. You'll also get another email. It's an automated email. Everyone gets that email. It is there really, whether you have a Google Business profile or not. And then, of course, I know that you have the process already started. Let me just put you on a brief hold here. For some reason, it's generating an older due date for your invoice, so it's not letting me process it. It's a month old already. Maybe I can fix it on my end, but let me just check and see. I don't know why it has October on there, and then it's saying that the invoice is overdue, so I can't fix it. Just one second. Let me just message my supervisor for that. Just a little glitch in our system here. Okay, so she's in the process of fixing that. It might delay your welcome email. And like I said, the other email is related to helping us get you verified. I know you've already started the process, but any photos that you can send our way, and it doesn't have to be everything on there, anything like, she says that that I can't fix that anymore. She's going to fix it on my end. I noticed that like a couple of weeks ago that I can't modify the billing date, which is annoying because sometimes we do see these things happen. But she's going to fix it, and then I'll get you that confirmation email or the confirmation number if you want. You'll also get it by way of email. So if you can send us photos of like tools or equipment, of course, anything like you know, your service vehicle, obviously. There's not a real workplace. Obviously, you work from home, and Google's fine with where you park your vehicle when you're not using it for work. Anything like a business card. Is the business itself licensed and or insured?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So if you can send us that information, that would be great. Like I said, it really just helps us expedite the process of making sure that Google recognizes that you are an active business in the local area. And then are you going to want to be found like Monday through Friday, Saturday, Sunday? What's going to work best for you for people giving you a call?
Monday through Friday.
Okay.
7 to 4:30.
7 to 4:30 Monday through Friday and closed Saturday and Sunday?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. At this time, are you taking anything like Venmo, PayPal, Cash App?
So I use QuickBooks for all my billing.
Okay.
So everything right now has been like, I think I've had one person, send a payment through, QuickBooks.
Okay. Perfect. So let me just put that in the notes here. That just kind of helps my, my interview technician get the ball rolling here. And like I said, if there are specific places that you want to be found, even if it's beyond 20 miles, let us know. We're not going to draw a big circle around you so we can go farther in a specific direction. If there are places that you don't want to go, even close to home, you can tell us that too. Now, as far as your client interview goes, we schedule by the hour, but it doesn't take that long. It usually takes about 30, maybe 40 minutes. I'm trying to see right now. Oh, looks like we're booked out for the rest of the day. But tomorrow we can do as early as 9 a.m. or as late as 4:30, and just about every half hour in between. Did you want something kind of mid-morning or later on or even towards the end of the day?
How about around noon or lunchtime?
Okay, yeah, so there is 12. There's also 11:30. So they've got 11:30, 12, and 12:30.
I'll do 12.
12? Okay. We'll schedule it for 12.
And I also had a question on my the default password before
okay.
We get too far.
Right.
Was that S-E-M as in month or N as in north?
Good question, because I asked that same question. It's S-E-M like month, not north. So
okay.
S-E-M. Your welcome email, let me see if that welcome email is actually generated. Nope. You'll get it by way of email, though. Our emails are sent in bulk every couple of minutes here. So you will get the welcome email. You'll also get that other email that I mentioned. The one email that I did want you to see, though, is the one email that you've already gotten. It should also generate a text message with the same link, but it's the one that says Local Splash Initial Invoice. If you click on that one, it's going to say, hello, Trevor, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below. Then a couple of sentences down, it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. Do you see those two words, click here?
Yes.
So click on those words, click here. It is hyperlinked to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You know, obviously I don't want to walk you through everything. I know your time is valuable, but feel free to scroll through that. Google's going to be our main focus. It's pretty much everyone's main focus, although about 1 out of 10 people will choose Bing over Google. We want you to get those phone calls too. Like I said, we are going to do the Facebook ads, the website. You'll see those three boxes. We do want you to click all three. One that you agree to receive SMS or text messages. One that you certify that you're the authorized holder and signer of the card. The other that you acknowledge that payments are automatic and recurring. Once you have all three of those boxes clicked or checked, click in the longer box that says click here and type your name. You can copy and paste, but it does need to be an exact match. So your initials are capitalized, but the rest of that is not. Once you have your first and last name there, click the confirm signature. That does a few things. Of course, it lets us know that you know that we've reduced the cost, friends and family rate, $249, website included, etc. It will also allow us to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate and for us to fix it if it's not. So it's an important step in the process. You'll actually know if you are successful when it prompts you to log into your tracking system. So if it asks you for a username and password, just let me know. But you do not need to go that next step.
Looks and like log in.
Yeah, you don't have to log in. Yeah, you don't have to do that right now. Our automated system thinks both that your tracking system is already active and that you're trying to access it right now, neither of which is really true. We do need to do your client interview first for there to be something for you to track. But you will receive confirmation by email and text when your tracking system is live. From that point on, you'll have 24/7 access to it. The reports do update throughout the day, so it's almost real-time reporting. You can try at any point in time before you get that official notification, but you will probably just get a message saying we're still trying to set everything up. Now, there is time, of course, for tomorrow for your client interview at noon. Like I said, if I am in between phone calls, actually, when our client interview technician calls, you might be at 12, might be, you know, 12:05, something like that. It's a 1 hour window for a call that takes about 30, 40 minutes. If I am in between phone calls when our technician is ready to call you, I'll jump on that call as well. Just in the very beginning, just to introduce you to your technician and answer any questions that you might have. I will try to keep my phone line open. If I'm not available, they'll call you anyway. They'll take really good care of you. At 11 o'clock, you're going to receive a reminder email. That email goes out an hour prior. I'm also going to send you a calendar invite. That calendar invite really is just for your records. You do not need to respond to it. It's going to say ENG, which stands for English. Then it's got your username, which is your phone number, your name, and then your actual phone number with the parentheses and spaces and things like that. Now, the support email is really the only email that you'll ever need. Our client interview technician will give you photos, P-H-O-T-O-S, photos at localsplash.com. That's the emails for the photos team. You can always email the photos team directly. But like I said, you can send anything and everything to that support email. We'll just forward it out to the right department and take care of it from there. Other than that, I wanted to be the very first to say welcome aboard. I'm pretty excited to get that going for you. Looking forward to getting your phone ringing, getting that website out there, and of course, earning your business. I also want to say thanks for your patience and your kindness in taking the phone call. I don't always get that, but it's always nice to speak with someone who's been as respectful of my time as I hope that I've been of theirs, and you certainly have been that, so I appreciate that. I really do hope that I am in between phone calls when our technician calls you tomorrow around noon.
Okay. All right. Then I had an additional question
sure,
for the Facebook listing.
Okay.
Do you use my
existing Facebook page?
Yes, absolutely. It's a business page, right?
Yes.
Absolutely. So we'll do that, and then we're going to link it to the ads. We typically run about 6 or 8 different ads at a time, targeting the keywords that are most most widely searched for your business. And of course, we'll always retool those ads as necessary, making sure that you're getting the highest return on investment. But other than that, like I said, hopefully I'll be able to speak with you again tomorrow. You have a wonderful rest of the day. We'll be calling you tomorrow around noon.
Okay. That'll work.
Thank you,
Trevor. Your name once again?
My name is Paul.
Paul. Okay. All right.
All righty. I appreciate
that'll
you.
That'll work.
Thank you so much. You have a great rest of the day. You take care.
Thanks, you as well.
Thank
Bye.
You, sir. Bye now.